Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Praise the Lords podcast.
And welcome to the program, people. We have reached the end of our Lord and Savior, the year 2022. And coming live here is my worst songs of the year. I figured I'm doing my list this week to end the year. Happy holidays to everybody, to whatever you celebrate. I figured I'd start with the worst songs of 2022, in my humble opinion. Figured, since nowadays negativity sells, we might as well start with the worst of the worst. And to kick it off of 2022, the worst song, in my opinion, comes from legendary California rock band, the Red Hot Chili Peppers. And they released two albums this year. This comes from the second one, Dream of the Canteen, I believe it was called. And this one, the album was produced by Rick Rubin, legendary producer. This one was called Tip of My Tongue. And, you know, I obviously get all of the Red Hot Chili Pepper aesthetics. Always, they are legendary. They have good songs on their, you know, they have good songs. But this one was a bit too much for me. It was kind of lyrically all over the place. Rick Rubin's production on this one wasn't really the best. I mean, he's known kind of for laid back, layered production, and just like a different style of production, really, from what you get. But in this instance, I just don't think he was on his game. I'll give you a quick snippet. Like I said, lyrically, it wasn't really on point either. Here's a prime example. It's basically the first, like, verses of the song. I don't know. It's just Anthony Kiedis is kind of all over the place on that one, man. And it's whatever. I mean, if you like it, good for you. You know, this is just my humble opinion. It just does not go well for me. It just kind of sounds like overproduced and just very lyrically not focused and just all over the place. And, you know, that's what he's going for. Mission accomplished. So that's number 15. I don't know if I mentioned at the top, but these are the top 15 worst songs of the year. So that's number 15. And then coming in at 14 is a band that you've heard of. They've had a couple hits for the years, called One Republic. And this is I Ain't Worried. Now, to me, just bland. It's a bland pop song. It's boring to me. One Republic, it's been a minute, really, since they've made anything of substance to me. Like, Apologize with Timbaland was great. Good Life was good. They've done a couple of other things. You know, just it's a shame that, to me, this just sounds very overproduced and just kind of, you know, average to me. I'm sure you've heard it. I'll play it again quickly. I don't know. I think the whistle's just kind of irritating. I don't know if I could, you know, and especially people that work in retail probably have to hear all the radio songs and shit, and this would be it. Definitely probably one at the top. So-called I Ain't Worried, One Republic, just bland and very boring to me. And then coming in hot at unlucky number 13 is AJR. Now, I have ripped AJR since I could remember, since I first heard them. I think they are very unoriginal, and I think they are a blatant ripoff of a much more talented songwriter and singer, in my opinion, and that is John Bellion. I think they are a complete ripoff of him and his style. They sound just like him, and the production is just like him. And quite frankly, I'm just not a fan. And this one is called The DJ's Crying Out for Help. And I'm crying out for help, quite frankly, listening to this and anything that they come out with. Now, my girlfriend likes AJR, which is unfortunate because she knows how much I do not like AJR. So she's the one who showed me this. I really wasn't going to be the one to seek out new AJR music, but she happened to play it for me. The song is called The DJ's Crying for Help. And again, go listen to some John Bellion and then compare AJR and then tell me that they're not the same and they're not biting him in a sense.
And now hold up, we were fun as hell. I'm all grown up, but you couldn't tell. Now I don't know what to do with myself.
I don't know, man. It's just the same fucking shit with them. It's so bland and boring and just they got a new style and don't rip off John. Bellion's way more talented. I know it's been a minute since he's dropped anything, but come on. Go listen to John Bellion and then again, compare AJR and tell me that they do not sound the same. Do something different, man. Come on. You guys know how to do, you know, you guys are smart on the music end. Just do something different. Please, just don't sound like him. I'm just sick of it. Well, you know, called the DJ crying for help. So it's Laura's crying out for help on this one, coming at a number unlucky 13 with AJR's DJ is crying for help. And then coming in at number 12, this could be more of a controversial take because people like her. I just cannot flat out fucking stand her. And that is not Glorilla, but the song is by Glorilla featuring Cardi B called Tomorrow 2. Glorilla's part is not really the thing that annoys me. I think it's pretty good trap. She seems like a pretty good trap rapper. I'm all for the female rappers kind of getting more of a listen nowadays because there are a lot of talented ones. But Cardi B, the featured artist on this, is not one of them. And quite frankly, this doesn't do it for me. I don't get it. She's glorified for whatever fucking reason, and I can't get behind her. She doesn't write her own. I have a very big problem of artists who really don't write their own shit. And then on top of it, just kind of all the things that she's accused of doing and, you know, just being glorified for it. But it shouldn't shock me since we're in this world now where we kind of glorify a lot of the things against men and stuff like that. But altogether, I just don't think she's a good rapper. It's, you know, we got girls rapping better with the subject matter that she's rapping about. You know, you got old school like Lil Kim, you got Nicki Minaj, you got Megan Thee Stallion, you got Eve, you got Remy Ma, you know, better rappers in my opinion than Cardi B. And this is her verse from the song. I'll play it quick.
But that's why I love tomorrow. Riding with my turning on, and we all look good for. She said she my eye, but I don't know. I had to look her up. I know that I'm rich, but I can help it, bitch. I'm good as fuck.
Just fucking stop. This popped up, I remember, on my release radar on Spotify. And, you know, I'm just curious. Again, the Glorilla parts, whatever, you know, not bad. She seems to kind of have more of a future in my listening ears than Cardi ever did and has. But again, Tomorrow 2 comes in at number 12 for my worst songs of the year. Fuck Cardi B. You know, controversial to some people, but whatever, you know, my list. Then coming in at number 11, this one hurts. Because it's two of my favorite artists on the song together, and it just did not come together well. And it's from DJ Khaled's latest album, God Did, and it's with Eminem and Kanye West. Now, the reason I don't like it, one, this is from one of Kanye's, in my opinion, worst album, Jesus is King. Now, regardless of what we all think of Kanye West right now and all the shit that he's been pulling with all his anti-Semitism and whatnot, which is fucked up, still one of my favorite artists of all time, unfortunately. And this was Useless Gospel. This was originally off Jesus King, which was one of my least favorite Kanye albums. Not just because of the religious aspect. You know, religious music is fine. You could believe in whatever you want to believe in. But then they remixed it. The original was okay. It had clips and even a saxophone solo from Kenny G. And it was not that was one of the few songs on the album that I enjoyed. But then, you know, I remember years ago we saw a picture of Dre and Kanye in the studio together, Dr. Dre, that is. And Jesus Is King 2 was really what they were, I guess, working on. And DJ Khaled got his hands on it, you know, because DJ Khaled doesn't necessarily do any other things, but, you know, just kind of take whatever is, you know, thinks that is his, and they were willing to give it to him, clearly. To me, the Dr. Dre beat on it is good. Anything Dr. Dre touches, in my opinion, is perfection, because he is a perfectionist, so claimed, and the reason why we didn't get Detox, which is the biggest crying shame in hip-hop history, if you ask me, because all the stories you hear and everything, that album could have been incredible, and he just didn't want to release it because it was not up to his standards, and it's a shame. But they wasted a good Dr. Dre beat on this. It's Kanye's original hook, because that's Kanye in the song. He really just did the hook and everything. And then Eminem comes in with hood, you know, religious bars, and it doesn't really fit for me. You know what I mean? And, like, the only time we've heard Em and Kanye on a song, and it was Forever, which was, ironically, forever ago in 2009 with Drake and Lil Wayne. And it just did not go over well, in my opinion, because just, well, hear for yourself.
Your blessing and the Father, we put our faith. Kingdom of faith. I'm holding on, but I don't know if I can take it much longer. Today's the day that I put all of my trust and faith in you, Father. Please let this take make me strong.
I don't know. And then just Eminem's flow lately is just, I don't know. And it hurts for me to say this because they're two of my favorite artists ever. And just it didn't mesh well to me. I would have liked maybe a more well-rounded new idea of the two of them getting in together, maybe. This one just didn't hit for me. Use This Gospel remix, DJ Khaled, Eminem, and Kanye, unfortunately coming in at number 11. And now we have reached the top 10 of average and crap. Yes, whoopee. Yes, we have reached the top 10. And now this is the creme de la creme of crap. And this is Lil Pump's Mosh Pit. And I've held no secrets that I fucking hate Lil Pump, or Lil Pimp, as our former president has called him. Ironically, pretty funny then. But again, man has, you know, releases viral hits, Gucci Gang, I Love It with Kanye, other things. The only decent thing that I have ever heard him drop was a song off the Deadpool soundtrack. I think it was Deadpool 2. And that was with French Montana, and I forgot who the other artist was. I think she won, like, one of those TV shows. I can't remember. But it was Welcome to the Party off of the Deadpool 2 soundtrack, I believe. And that was the only decent thing I've ever heard Lil Pump do. And this one is called Mosh Pit. It sucks. It's garbage. Lil Pump is out of ideas, clearly, and just it's over. You know, his fame, quote-unquote, is slowly coming to an end, thankfully. Just stop making music. Your relevance is fucking waning. Fuck this. All right, that's number 10, Lil Pump Mosh Pit. That's all the attention it can get. I had to sit through it, you know, whatever. Fucking terrible. It is what it is. Number 10. And then that number 9. It's DJ Khaled again, this time with Drake and Lil Baby. And, you know, it has hurt for me to kind of talk shit about Drake because he has released good stuff and he is a legend in his own right. But goddamn, man, is he just not been great lately in terms of a lot of features and stuff. I know he's going outside the box and trying new things. I get it. But in my opinion, he hasn't really, you know, although he... granted, he released Her Loss with 21 Savage this year, which is one of my favorite albums of the year, and we'll get to that in another list. But what I mean in this is the song sample Stayin' Alive by the Bee Gees, which is, in my opinion, one of the best, you know, pop songs of all time. If you want to count it as pop, whatever it is. But it's one of the best songs, in my opinion, of all time. It's just, it's got a very recognizable groove, very recognizable chorus, recognizable music video. So Khaled, Drake, and Lil Baby decide to sample it. And Drake sings the chorus and interpolates the chorus of the original. And to me, it's just a blatant ripoff almost, and just not a good interpolation of it. I get sampling. Sampling is very important in music, and it makes it, you know, and it sometimes brings old songs back into the fray. But in this case, I don't think it did it justice.
I'm staying alive, I'm staying alive, I'm staying alive, I'm staying alive. Another one. Yeah. Try me, honey.
Yeah. This is just kind of reminded me of why I hated CLB too, which is why CLB was one of my worst albums last year. Yeah, and then the Lil Baby versus whatever on it. You know, you got Khaled screaming his normal shit on his album. He's got his normal features. Although that Jay-Z song, God did. Really, just that Jay-Z verse was really good. And then that Juice WRLD did song was good. And other than that, it was just a mid-DJ Khaled album, and he has two songs on here that were fucking garbage, and that's why they're in my top 15, and this one is no different. Number 9, DJ Khaled, Drake, and Lil Baby with Stayin' Alive. Way to ruin a really good Bee Gees song. And then coming in at number 8 is another reason why sometimes TikTok can suck in terms of music. Like, you know, kind of releasing music and just kind of promoting newer artists. And this guy, Central C, he's out of the UK. And don't get me wrong, I fuck with a lot of UK rappers. There are a lot of good UK rappers out there, like Lil Sims, Slow Tie, Giggs. The list can go on, you know. Stormzy. The list goes on. This one doesn't do it for me. Central C just doesn't do it for me. And this one is Doja. And I'm sure you've heard it on TikTok, and I'm sure you've heard the line that I'm about to be playing. First off, it samples Dr. Dre produced Eve and Gwen Stefani's song, Let Me Blow Your Mind, a classic early 2000s hip-hop song. He samples that, and these are the lyrics that I'm sure you have heard on TikTok and you've heard on Instagram Reels, whatever you watch, and yeah, it just the whole song is not a vibe, and this is one of the reasons really why I just sometimes think TikTok can kind of make certain bad songs famous, but here we go.
How can I be homophobic? My bitch is gay. Hitman in a top track, see a man topless, even a stick is gay.
Yep. Yep. That's all I got to say, and the song doesn't get better from there. Thank God it's a short song, and thank God they don't ruin the sample. I mean, the sample was already ruined to begin with, but thank God they don't do it any longer than what they used it for in this. But yeah, this song is hot garbage. I hate it. I'm sure I'll hear it on TikTok more, you know, just because it's, you know, it was a sound, a popular sound. People will still use it here and there. But, you know, Central C's getting in his bag, whatever, but just not for me. Coming in number 8, Central C's Doja. It's cringe, terrible rapping. And sorry, UK, you know, you're not going to have good ones come out of there all the time. All right, coming in at number 7 is Jackie Boy, Jack Harlow, who also dropped another album this year, Come Home, The Kids Miss You, which I didn't like. You can kind of guess where this is going. Especially in the next segment I'll drop, next podcast I'll drop. This one is one of the tracks with legendary rapper Lil Wayne, and it's called Poison. And this one, I think Jack is trying to sound like Drake. And what I mean by that is he's trying to sound like Take Care era Drake, Thank Me Later era Drake. So basically the beginning of Drake with the sing-songy stuff, you know? But Drake perfected that. And I know Drake is one of his idols. And that's fine for paying homage and stuff, but goddamn, man, this is just crap. The song is called Poison, and it is poison to listen to. The amount of times I had to listen to this, too, and also to prep, to kind of remember a lot of the lyrics that were on it, too. It was painful, man.
Fun one. You got a cover zone. You try. Oh, you guys. I want to break. Don't be angry. Launch you and take some pics for Getty Images. Good kind. It's poison, right, poison. Here. But a good kind. It's crazy how you're on my mind. Kind of crazy how you're on my mind.
Does that not sound like Drake? Seriously, does that not sound like an early era Drake song? And he doesn't. It's one thing again to pay homage and then kind of do it in a good way. Drake didn't do it in a good way, and it's so underwhelming because I was pushing for this kid, you know. And it's just, I don't know if he got famous too quick and he just got too commercialized too quick, but this was the worst song I think on the album, 100%. And because then Lil Wayne comes in and drops one of his worst verses I've heard in a while. And he's dropped some two bad verses this year. The other one being on I Heard You're Married by The Weeknd from his incredible Dawn FM album, which I can't give enough praise for, but that's for another time. Yeah.
I've been poison. I'm still on my shit, but that little dude you with a toilet. 2G, bitch, I'm gnarly. Girl, you could pick your poison like fruit up in a garden. I'm you in a garden. That girl is poison.
What the fuck is that? Come on, Weezy. Hit us with something better. Jack, do better. Go back to your older stuff and just, when you're coming up, you had some decent features and stuff, man. I thought it would be better than this. Again, it's my opinion. Whether you fuck with it or not, it is what it is. But Poison by Jack Harlow and Lil Wayne. Terrible, terrible kind of Drake-influenced song with a terrible Lil Wayne verse. What a shame. Coming in number six is old Mr. Charlie Puth, Mr. Subway. Coming in with old Jungkook, whatever, of BTS. And you know how much love I have for BTS, let me tell you. This one's called Left and Right. And it's a crappy pop song. What can I say? I'm sure you heard it. I'll play it for you again. The list, you know, it's the worst. This is pretty bad.
Oh no.
Yep, that's kind of how I feel. You know, Charlie Puth drops whatever. There's a couple of songs on his album that he dropped this year that had some replay value in terms of pop aesthetics. Like, That's Hilarious, I thought, had a pretty funny message behind it. You know, like, exes just kind of talking shit, stuff like that. Like, that song was good. This was not good. I'm just so fucking tired of this BTS shit, man. Thank God they'll be gone for a while, because I know I heard that they're doing, like, military service for South Korea. So, I mean, much props to them for that, no doubt. But, I mean, my ears will be happy with not hearing BTS songs on the radio or just constantly seeing content on the fucking internet of them. So, you know, it's whatever. This is just not one of Charlie Puth's best. Left and Right, it's called. I will left and right it to the garbage. And yeah, that's coming in at number six. And now we have our top five, baby. Ooh, the top five. Doesn't get better, unfortunately. This is not the best. This is the worst. Coming in at number five is Jungkook again. BTS with the double. Let's go. Thank God there's no hat trick in this. Oh, give that away. But, you know, there's no hat trick. Overproduced pop song called Dreamers. It's for the FIFA World Cup. It sucked. It's overproduced. It's BTS. It's crap. And yeah, that's, you know, here's another sample. I like to give you guys these samples. If I had to go through this, then you all have to go through this. You know, it's...
Look who we are. We are the dreamers. We make it happen. Can't we believe it?
Ah, very motivational message for them football players and soccer players of the world. Yeah, no. No. Sounds very Disney-esque. Disney-produced. It sucks. World Cup was good this year. Championship game's coming. Viva la Argentina. You know, U.S. men's team can't do shit. So, viva la Argentina. Yeah. Dreamers. Jungkook. BTS. Sucks ass. Move on to number four. And this one hurts because I used to fuck with Tyga a lot. And... lately it's just, it hasn't necessarily been the same over the last couple years. This song he has is with Janae Aiko and Pop Smoke. And I'm just going to leave this out on the line. They took a Pop Smoke song from another song that was released. They put it on here from a major artist, two major artists. And they try to profit off of Pop Smoke's name after his death, which, again, this is what we do now. They do it with XXXTentacion, and I don't fuck with him. I never have, and everyone that knows me has kind of known that. And they've been digging his music into the grave with all these posthumous releases. They do the same for Lil Peep. They're doing the same with Juice WRLD. Juice WRLD had a little more of a catalog, I think, to kind of release, and they're still releasing more things for him. But the difference is, man's recorded a lot, and a lot of these verses from Pop Smoke and X and stuff like that are just recycled, and they're just putting it onto other songs, and it's just, it sucks, man. I'm over it. And this one is called Sunshine. Going back to it, it samples a classic, in my opinion, a classic song, an early 2000s song. There was a rapper fella named Lil Flip, back in the day, who had a couple of good singles in the early 2000s. This was being one of them, called Sunshine. If you recognize it, then shouts to you. But here is Sunshine from Lil Flip back in 2001. Yeah, okay, so that one's good. And then Tyga and Janae Aiko come in. And to me, ruin it. And just, I like Janae Aiko, and I did like Tyga. Janae Aiko is still good, but I just think them sampling this just ruined it for me a little bit, unfortunately. Again, it goes back to sampling and everything like that. It's one thing to pay homage and interpolate and sample, but then you just go ahead and ruin it. This ruins it. I just don't think she has the voice for that. Tyga has not come up with anything original in quite a while, unfortunately. And yeah, it's just kind of falls victim to unoriginality in this one. And then, you know, it's a shame what they do to these artists, man, when they pass away, and then they just, they're trying to make money off of it. It's a shame. A recycled Pop Smoke verse. You know, rest in peace, obviously, to Pop Smoke, but Tyga, Janae Aiko, Pop Smoke, Sunshine, yeah, not one of my favorites, unfortunately. Coming in number three, coming in hot, with recently released rapper Gunna. and hopefully recently, hopefully soon to be released rapper Young Thug. I'm not a fan of Gunna. I've held no secrets about that. I think, quite frankly, I've said this before, that he's a poor man's Young Thug, meaning that he tries so hard to kind of bite off of Thug's sound, which clearly Thug seems okay with it, fucks with him, even went to jail together, basically. You know, but good for him. He's free. You know, we'll see everything that breaks down in this case, this RICO case. But this one is with Gunna, Future, and Young Thug. Pushin' P. I hated this song when I first heard it, and then everybody online started the Pushin' P shit. It's all fun and games, and then the song I heard, just, it's whatever. Just, you know, again, wasn't good. I mean, Future and Thug tried to save it. It's not a good song. It's, you're here for yourself. Yeah, you know, here for yourself whenever this decides to load for me. My apologies.
Punters in a paddock in my piece. I'm pushing peace. Cop new helmets for my feet. We don't want no peace. Got a spotted cross spot. Just a turn pissy in. Push a peace. I'm pushing peace.
I don't know. It's just, you know, if y'all like it, good for you. I don't fuck with it. Gunna, again, just not one of the more original rappers out right now, and it's a shame when the game lacks originality. And you already got it. Young Thug is original. And it took me a while to actually get into the greatness of Young Thug. But man is good. You know, he is good. Gunna is not. And Future is a legend in himself. But most annoying phrase I basically heard all year. Pushin' P. Coming in at number three. Just not a good song either. You know, could be my pettiness too. Just on how I hate it. But coming in number three, Pushin' P, Gunna, Future, and Young Thug. Free Thug. Top two, baby. The top two worst songs of our given year, 2022. And they are doozies, let me tell ya. Let me fucking tell ya. Coming in here at number two, whenever my computer decides to load, because it does not want to load. Number two is MGK and Willow with Emo Girl. Now, MGK has had a, in my opinion, a career fall off since old Marshall Bruce Mathers decided to come at him with a nice old diss. I saw a little diss record called Killshot after MGK decided to release Rap Devil. Rap Devil, of course, not terrible, but then, and you know, Eminem released Killshot, basically just coming, you know, not his hardest, but didn't have to go hard because MGK has not really released much of anything good in the last 10 or so years. It's a shame because I fucked with Lace Up and I fucked with I think it was one of his mixtapes. I think it was White Flag or something like that. But I fucked with that. And then since then, it's kind of just, he's gone kind of poppier route, you know, with Camila Cabello, The Bad Things. That one sucked. One with Haley Seinfeld. Can't remember the name of that song, but he went pop. You know, again, Eminem went pop and stuff like that. And even his pop crossovers have fucking sucked, too. But this one just fucking sucks, man. I'm tired of this pop punk shit that everyone is slowly getting into. Like, it's cool. There's really good pop punk, but MGK is not good pop punk. And then Willow Smith, she dropped a pop punk album this year, and I listened to it. I was pleasantly surprised it wasn't terrible. I thought going into it, it would have been terrible, but it actually was not terrible. But still, this song does not do it for me. MGK is in his 30s talking about the emo girls and just, you know, a lot of comments online and stuff are like, oh, well, this reminds me of, you know, the early 2000s. And okay, great, but you sound like a fucking Blink-182 ripoff. It's ridiculous. Like, MGK hasn't come out with anything original in years, and it's fucking a shame, man. But, you know, I guess some people like the quote-unquote nostalgia of it. MGK's giving them the nostalgia or whatever. Not to me. This song fucking sucks. MGK fucking sucks. So I'll make you listen to Emo Girl. Fuck this. Okay. You know, that's all I can take. The fucking chorus is so bad, man. The Willow verse isn't great. Just all around bad fucking song. This album fucking sucks. MGK, man. I mean, you got Megan Fox. I'll give you props for that. You have Megan Fox. Good for you. But your music sucks. And it's a damn shame. Because, you know, I liked you. I did. I liked you. But you're not original. And this song is cringy. And it sucks. We have reached number one, folks. We have reached number one. Number one. Now, going back to the TikTok theme. You know, where promoting can be a good and a bad thing. This, my friends, is original, but not in a good way. It is Period-A, Period-A by Brit Barbie, the worst song of the year. This song personifies crap. This personifies shit on the bottom of your shoe. Shit on the bottom of your new Jordans or Vans, and you're just really pissed off, and then you hear this to make your day even worse. Humanity at its lowest and most uncreative. Now, whether this is a troll job, you did a pretty damn good job, Brit Barbie. This fucking sucks. Now, to you people who have never heard it, I will play you the whole song from the TikTok. As a token of my appreciation for all of you. It is TikTok at its most cringe. And this is crappy music altogether. And I will play you the number one worst song in its full entirety. Period-A, Period-A.
Brit Barbie.
Get ready. So original, you can't even come up with more lyrics, and then people were making TikTok videos and doing this on their own, like freestyles and stuff.
My bag is period, your bag is period.
Congratulations, folks. You have now been stupefied by the lures. Yep, if I had to do it, you had to do it. That is the worst song of 2022. Brit Barbie, Period-A, Period-A. If I never have to hear that again, Jesus fucking Christ. Whether it was a troll job, my God. And then, you know, she released another one, Bag Secure, Period. The Hidden and Mad and Furious. Yeah, we're Mad and Furious. You fucking suck. You're making hip-hop look like a fucking joke. Stop this. TikTok, don't do this. Don't give people like this a platform. But we do. And it's a shame. Well, that is my 15 worst songs of 2022, everybody. Now, to send you out with a bang, I'm going to let Brit Barbie do it for you. We'll be back with more lists this week for my list week. Happy holidays, everybody.